back here at Hartford High School as we get set to start the second half. Hartford will have the ball going left to right across your radio dial with Kylie Finnerty. Looks like Trinity Wendell, Sierra Garcia, and Aubrey Finnerty. And Chase County with their original starting lineup of Leah Francis, Alexis DeLong, Maya Dorsey, Madeline Wilson, and Lily Hinkson.
Do have some score updates from around the area at the halftime breaks. Washburn Rural, Emporia High tied at 20 that game on our sister station, 1400 AM. And then Opie trails Linden 27-25.
Ball goes inbounds. Ball knocked out of bounds by Alexis DeLong. That's quite the score there from Opie.
Yeah, it sounds like Linden just, Opie not doing a whole lot of things wrong, but Linden just shooting lights out in the first half.
Ball goes inbounds, get it inside. Shot is up and no good by Kylie Finnerty. Rebound comes to Chase County.
Good look there for Hartford, really attacking down low in that half court set.
Now they get the ball right side to Hinkson. Hinkson on the right wing gets it. Can't get it into Wilson. Back up to Francis. Now they swing it left side to DeLong. DeLong inside to Wilson. Wilson's going to be fouled. I would keep doing that all night long if I'm Coach Amber Roush.
They looked really to exploit that the very first quarter. Then they kind of went away from it there a little bit. Wilson scoring 6 points apiece in the first and second quarter. But really, they like using her kind of inside to out, or out to inside.
Francis jumper from the left wing is up and good. Leah Francis with 6 points tonight. And sends the lead to 24-13. Up top, Toby Soule gets it over the left side to Sydney Soule. Sydney gets it now to Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty gets it in underneath the Kaylee Finnerty. We definitely have the sisters out there on the on the Hartford Jaguar lineup. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Chase County. DeLong gets it up to Francis. Francis across the timeline. Down in the right corner. Now they go left side to Dorsey. Dorsey's shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down and put back is up and no good by Madeline Wilson. The foul on Hartford. Foul's going to be on Aubrey Finnerty, her second. And Wilson at the free throw line. Free throw's up and good. She's got 13. Michael, you can just see potential with Madeline Wilson.
Yeah, averaging a double-double, 15. Nearly a 15-15 average. And the only thing slowing down that average is our rebounding game on that 15-15, at nearly averaging 20 points a ball game.
Second free throw was up and good. Now loose ball underneath the Hartford basket. Ball's out of bounds off of Chase County.
Chase County coming out pretty strong outside of the first 90 seconds in here in the second half.
And they've extended the lead to 26-13, having trouble getting the ball in bounds. Ball is trying to get it to they're able to run it down in backcourt that time. Coming up with it is Wendell. Wendell gets the ball right side to Soule. Toby Soule, right baseline, shots up, no good. She's fouled, and, well, this has been Hartford's offense tonight.
Yeah, really attacking the basket. Unable to get a whole lot of shots to fall, but they're getting their shots to fall from the free throw line. Wow. And the fouls still continuing to add up there for Chase County. Multiple players now with two or more fouls.
Maya Dorsey with her second. Free throw's up and good by Toby Soule. She's got five, all five from the free throw line. Second free throw's up and good. It's impressive what the Hartford Lady Jaguars are doing at the free throw line, Michael.
Very good looks thus far. Unfortunately for us, the broadcaster's jinx has yet to come around. We mentioned it all game, and they keep on knocking them down.
I know that they do, and the shot is up and no good by Maya Dorsey. Rebounded by Wilson, though. Back out to Dorsey. Dorsey gets it back up to Francis. Francis gives it the right side to Hinkson. Down in the corner to DeLong. Jumper's up and good.
Hartford's going to have an opportunity to get back in this ballgame, they cannot allow second chance effort points there for Chase County.
DeLong has four now. Wendell's shot is up and no good. Rebound put back up by Kylie Finnerty, and it's no good, and she's going to go to the free throw line.
Where else?
Yeah. She, by the way, though, is 0 for 2 tonight from the free throw line.
Well, there's a key foul there. That's going to be the fourth on Lily Hinkson, so she'll most likely have to sit the rest of this quarter.
Hattie Hatcher getting ready to check in. Free throw is up by Kylie Finnerty, and good. Kylie wanted to join the free throw parade for Hartford. And now second attempt on its way up by Kylie Finnerty. And now it's up, and it is no good. Rebound comes down to DeLong for Chase County. And really, Kylie Finnerty's the only one not shooting free throws well at all for Hartford. Yeah, she's going to – Leah Francis going to be fouled over here. Got the foul on Trinity Wendell, her second team, third team foul on Hartford. Ball comes in to Leah Francis. Francis gets the shot off. No good. Rebound to Kylie Finnerty for Hartford. Gets it to Soles. Toby Soles layup, no good. Rebounded by Alexis DeLong for Chase County. Now Chase County with the basketball. Leah Francis on the right wing gets it back up. Now they swing it over left side to DeLong. DeLong tries to get it inside. Ball knocked away by Aubrey Finnerty, and she's going to get called for the foul. Now she's got three, and that's a big foul for the Lady Jaguars. Inbounds coming in underneath the basket. Gives it over left side. Now they get it to DeLong. DeLong tried to get a jumper. Ball blocked, and rebound goes out of bounds off of Chase County to the Hartford Lady Jaguars. And that just looked like it wasn't a good possession down there for Chase County.
No, and I don't know if that was even a shot attempt there for Chase County. It looked like they might have been looking for a lob inside of the post that just wasn't curtailed in.
Now, Trendy Wendell drives to the basket, and she's going to be fouled. Foul is going to be on Alexis DeLong. That's number three on DeLong. And so I keep wanting to say Tammy Wendell at the free throw line, but no, it's her daughter Trinity. Trinity's free throw is up and no good. Trinity 1 for 3 at the free throw line tonight.
Ken, I'm fortunate enough to know the parents of these players, but I have not been able to call a game to where they might have played or coached in like you have.
Yeah, I've had them coaching, that's for sure. Free throws up and no good. And Gene also coached a little bit up at Lebo.
Did he really? That's before I can have a memory of that.
We're going to get a timeout called by Chase County coach Amber Roush, and we'll take a timeout too. 4:42 to go in the third quarter. 28-16, Chase County with the lead. Back after this 60-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC. Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo.
28-16, Chase County with the lead. I think Coach Roush is just a little bit upset with her team's defense, just reaching and keeping making some silly fouls.
Yeah, that's now three trips to the line for Hartford, and it's really allowing them to keep up in this ball game, only trailing by 12.
Leah Francis with the ball on the right side. We're going to get a tied up ball between Leah and Trinity Wendell.
That was a quick jump after Wendell had possession on the steal. But fortunately for Chase County, able to get a hand in there to get the jump ball.
I think that's only now the second jump ball that we've had.
Mike Watkins, the scorekeeper, not really getting his workout on the possession arrow.
No, he needs, and that's okay. And now the ball goes inside, and Trinity Wendell gets the ball out of bounds. Good effort, though, that time by Trinity. But she kind of got lucky because when she knocked the ball inbounds, it was going to pretty much be a layup.
Yeah, it was just kind of the wrong spot. Right time, just wrong spot on that steal.
Right side jumpers up and good by Dorsey. Maya Dorsey with her first two of the night extends the lead to 30-16. Ball comes inside to Trinity Wendell. She gets it back out. Three-pointer is up and no good by Sydney Soule. Rebound put back up and no good by Aubrey Finnerty. That's time the rebound comes down to Chase County Lady Bulldogs. Now screen going off the left side by Leah Francis. Ball stolen by Trinity Wendell, but they're going to get a foul on Leah Francis. And some the folks to my left over here not pleased with that official's call.
Yeah, that, it was a good job there by Wendell to get that a loose ball, and it was a it was on the floor, and Francis just went diving for it. Unfortunately for her, going to be called for the reach. So now she's got three fouls.
Yeah, so Chase County does have some foul issues. Jumper is up and no good by Toby Soule. Rebound out of bounds to Hartford. I mean, to Chase County.
But unfortunately for Hartford, just still struggling from the field. Only one out of 25 on their shots. Seven of those being from beyond the arc now. So if they get some of these shots to fall, it could make things very interesting here in the last 12 minutes of play.
Leah Francis is going to get called for traveling over there. By the time Leah could have just pulled up, she would have had an easy 10-footer from the wing. But being a point guard, she was looking at making the play.
No, it's 18 turnovers now for Chase County, four of those here in this quarter. So it's not the cleanest of ball games where, Chase County was really positioning themselves for a number one seed in their sub-state here and have kind of struggled here in the last couple games against some very good teams, though.
Mm-hmm. And also they had a good run, I thought, at the Flint Hills shootout. Just Mission Valley was too much for everybody there.
Yeah, obviously Mission Valley, they lost to Madison on Tuesday. That kind of surprised me. Of course, Madison, a third-place finish in the Lyon County League tournament.
Wendell's shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Chase County. Again, a good look, Michael, by Trinity Wendell, but just not making shots.
Just a cover over the rim for these Lady Jags here tonight. But, yeah, Mission Valley won that, Chase County lost a two-point game to runner-up Osage City and then lost another close game in the consolation third-place game to Council Grove.
Yeah, and so Chase County really the last three or four games has been kind of in a slump, but not with that shot. Nice 15-footer by Madeline Wilson, and she's now got 16 on the night.
I think that's her sweet spot there between the in the half circle there between the foul line and the three-point line.
And that's a great spot to have a sweet spot by a 6-1 player because that will draw defenders out on her. Timeout called by Coach Ryan Thomas of Hartford. With 2:43 to go here in the third quarter, it's Chase County 32, Hartford 16, back after this 60-second timeout.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Kansas Graphics Cottonwood Falls. Under new ownership, full color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. Kansas Graphics. And by Hartford State Bank, a full service bank that offers the convenience of internet and mobile banking. Visit them online at flinthillsbank.com. That's the Hartford State Bank.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season, Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Chase County Rec Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! And by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of the Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs!
32-16, Chase County with the lead, 2:43 to go here in the third quarter. And we'll have both these teams on in a couple weeks, Michael. We'll have Chase County when they host the Madison Lady Bulldogs on on Valentine's Day, and then we'll be that Friday up with Hartford at Northern Knights.
Yeah, hitting in the home stretch here before we get into our postseason coverage.
The ball goes to right side, Finnerty. She gets it up to her sister, Aubrey Finnerty. Aubrey has the ball stolen away by Leah Francis. Francis drives baseline, shots up, no good. Rebound by Trinity Wendell for Hartford. Trinity taking it to baseline. Baseline layup, good.
Great job there by Wendell to go coast to coast. I think we're going to have a foul after the shot.
Foul.
They're going to get the continuation on that. Hatcher coming in there late, collecting Wendell to the floor. So Wendell going to get an opportunity for one more.
Trinity Wendell now with 3 points and at the line shooting a free throw. Free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebounded by Chase County. Coming up with it is Dorsey. Dorsey gives the ball off to Francis. Francis back to Dorsey. A little bit of pressure being put on by Hartford. Francis gets it across the timeline. Now goes left side to Long. 15-foot jumper is up, no good. Rebound to Hartford. Here comes Toby Soule on the left side. Layup, no good. Rebound by Wilson for Chase County. Wilson gets it to Francis across the timeline. Francis over on the right side, picks up a dribble, gives it to Dorsey. Dorsey's going to be, they're going to get an offensive foul on Dorsey because she swung her right elbow.
I didn't see it, and I don't think there's a whole lot of people to the left of us in the visiting side that saw it as well. But I did see, now that you mentioned it, there was a little bit of an extension.
Yeah, and so they called that one, and that's going to be the third foul on Dorsey. So going to the, she's going to be, Hattie Hatcher is going to be replaced by Emily Miser.
So that means Francis, Hatcher, Dorsey, each with three apiece. Hinks in a set since the six-minute mark for Chase County with four fouls.
Aubrey Finnerty gets the ball up to Toby Soule. Toby Soule gets it in to Wendell. Wendell can't control the pass. Wilson comes up with the steal. Wilson gets it across the timeline, and she's fouled. That is going to be the third foul on Trinity Wendell. And the fifth team foul on Hartford.
You can hear assistant coach Danny Kistner telling Wendell to be smart with those three fouls.
Yeah, they don't have depth. You know, ball goes inside. The DeLong. I think Coach Rouse is wanting to know why they won the foul call there, and I might agree on that.
They're calling it tight on everything else, and when you have a shooting that shooter that gets knocked to the floor by an opposing player, yeah, there's a good argument there by Coach Rouse.
Yeah, but when you're up 14, you don't want to give them any energy to come back. And that jumper's up and good by Leah Francis. Leah now with 8 points on the night. And ball comes back right side. Aubrey Finnerty drives baseline. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Wilson for Chase County. She gets the ball off to Dorsey. Dorsey gets it back up to Francis. Francis across the timeline. Dribbles on the right side. Picks up the dribble. Gives it in underneath. Shot is up and no good by Emily Miser. Rebounded by Hartford. Here comes Hartford on the break. Toby Soule drives in. Shots up, no good. And actually, I think they kind of stripped the ball from her on her way up.
Good job there by Emily Miser to contest that layup there by Toby Soule.
And so Soule set to inbound it to the right of her basket. Inbounds pass comes in to Kylie Finnerty over to Aubrey Finnerty. Aubrey Finnerty shots up, no good, and she's fouled. That is going to be on the fourth foul on Leah Francis. Yeah, there's some serious foul trouble for Chase County. Free throw is up. Now it's on the way.
Really collecting themselves on those jumpers are the Finnerty girls.
Yes, and that one is good.
Messing with your cadence there, kid.
I know. Free throw is up and no good. I did almost count to 10 on that. And now Aubrey Finnerty with the ball. Jumper's up, no good. Rebounded by Chase County. Now ball almost stolen by Trinity Wendell. Gets the ball inside. Shot is up and good by Madeline Wilson. And guess what, Michael? She has 6 points in this quarter. Layup is good by Trinity Wendell.
Excellent play there, beating the press there by Hartford, catching Chase County in transition.
5 seconds to go. Wilson gets the ball right side. Dorsey looking. Francis can't get the shot off. And that does it for the third quarter of action. And at the end of three, it is Chase County 36, Hartford 21. Back after this 60-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Scribner Insurance, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage. Scribner Insurance. And by Hartford One Stop, where their convenience stores open 7 days a week to serve you. Check out their daily lunch specials. Go Jaguars, the Hartford One Stop.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Griffin Real Estate and Auctions, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. And by the City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars.
As we get set to start the fourth quarter, our leading scorer for the game is Chase County's Madeline Wilson, 18 points. Consistent, 6 in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter, and 6 in the third.
And that sixth point there right before the closing down of the third quarter, just Hartford's defending her so well, but just that length of Wilson is tough to defend, and Ryan Thomas just was just kind of beside himself after that made bucket.
And now we're going to get a turnover by the Hartford Lady Jaguars. And, Michael, how many turnovers is that for both teams?
That's now 15 for Hartford, where Chase County's got 19.
And Hartford had like 9 of them in the first quarter, so they've done a nice job cutting that back. Now, pressure being put on, Chase County gets the ball across the timeline. They're going to say the ball's knocked out of bounds by Toby Soule. Inbounds pass comes in to Chase County. They get the ball to Wilson. Wilson on the left side gets a 10-footer up. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of Emily Miser. So it'll go over to Hartford. The ball comes in to Toby Soule. She gets it across the timeline. Ball goes to the right side to Sydney Soule. Sydney gets back up to Toby. Left side. Jump. Three-pointer is up and no good by Kylie Finnerty. Rebounded by Chase County. The ball goes to Madeline Wilson. Free throw line. Dishes it off the left side to Dorsey and underneath to DeLong. DeLong shot is up and blocked by Aubrey Finnerty. And here comes Toby Soule with the basketball for Hartford. Picks up her dribble as the ball knocked away and stolen by Chase County. Both teams going back and forth with turnovers, Michael.
Yeah, it hasn't been a clean first 60 seconds in here in the fourth quarter.
And a traveling call on Chase County on Emily Miser. And Lily Hinkson makes her first appearance since about 2 minutes into the third quarter.
And she's got 4 fouls. Leah Francis also out there with 4 fouls. Hartford started looking more comfortable with Hinkson on the bench, but still trailing things by 15.
And now 3-pointer is up by Toby Soule. No good. Rebounded by Sydney Soule. She's going to bring it back out on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Gets it in underneath to Kylie Finnerty. Kylie gets it in underneath now to Trinity Wendell's. Jumper's up. No good. Rebounded by Chase County. Hinkson gives it off to Francis. Francis down the court. The right side, Miser. Miser gets it back out to Francis. Francis gets it up to Hinkson. Left side it goes. Now they get it to Wilson at the free throw line. Now right side jumper's up and no good by Emily Miser. Rebound put back up and good by Maya Dorsey. Dorsey with 4 points now. And it's a 17-point lead for Chase County. Ball goes inside. Shot is up, no good. Rebound put back up and no good by Finnerty. But Aubrey Finnerty, and now here comes Hartford with the basketball. And we're going to get a timeout called by Chase County coach Amber Roush, and we'll take a timeout too. 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Chase County 38, Hartford 21. Back after this 60-second timeout.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
38-21, Chase County with the lead. Of course, we'll have the boys' game following this, and that ought to be an interesting game.
Yeah, absolutely. Hartford, much better than their 6-10 record indicates. Obviously, Allie Smith, a 20-point per game score, but Chase County 12-3, really looking to square things up here in the February as they hope to make it out of a pretty star-studded Hillsboro substate. Mm-hmm.
And they have height on that team. Now a jumper up from the left side by Madeline Wilson is up and good. She's got 20. And extends the lead now to 19, 40-21. Trinity Wimble on the right baseline. Gets inside, shots up no good. And they're going to get a blocking foul coming up on Emily Miser. That'll be Miser's first personal foul.
Hey, Emily, way to take a charge. Good job.
And at the free throw line is Trinity Wimble. Wendell just 1-4 at the free throw line. She's the one Jaguar not hitting well from the free throw line tonight. Free throw is on the way up and good.
Take that, Ken.
Yeah, that's Tegan does not believe in a jinx. In
well,
a broadcast.
It was probably my
jinx.
Fault because I mentioned how much she's improved on her foul shooting, and after she made her first one, she hit her, missed her last three before that make there.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, Ken. You're passing it on to you.
We'll get it back in order here. Free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebound and put back up, and good by Kylie Finnerty. Kylie now with 3 points, cuts the lead to 16, 40-24. Hartford putting on pressure in backcourt. Leah Francis picks up her dribble and now gets it to Wilson. Wilson takes it on the left wing, picks up her dribble now and gets it up to Miser. Jumper's up, no good. Rebound to Hartford. Sydney Soule's got it. Now Toby Soule with it. Toby Soule gets it across the timeline to Wendell. Wendell back up to Soule. Toby Soule. Toby tries to get into Kylie Finnerty. Ball stolen by Wilson. Here comes Wilson on the break. 1-on-4. And she did have him split, but loses the ball out of bounds. That, even though she didn't score, that might have been as impressive a play as Madeline's had tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, she's really showing that, yes, she may be tall, but she also has great ball handling skills.
Chase County with the basketball, get the ball in to Wilson. Wilson turnaround, shots up, no good. Rebounded by Hartford. Here comes Toby Soule on the break. Layup is good. Toby Soule with 8.
Connor lost her footing there. Fortunately for Soule, the official didn't really have a good angle on it. And I think that's what Chase County was saying. It should have been a travel, but good job there for Soule to complete that play.
40-26. Now 3-pointer is up and no good by Wilson. Wilson almost gets the rebound, but it does come down to Hatcher. And Hatcher's going to get called for traveling. Even though it's a 14-point lead for Chase County, Hartford is pushing it right now, Michael. Ryan Thomas has to be real thrilled with their effort.
Yeah, they've got some shooters that can hit some perimeter shots down. So this game is still anyone's contest here in the closing moments.
Wendell's jumper's up no good. Now Wendell's got the ball back. Shot is up no good. And they just can't buy a basket right now, even though they've got some good shooters. But they get the steal. Layup good by Kylie Finnerty.
And that's the thing. This full court pressure is really giving Chase County fits.
Wendell gets a steal and then a foul on Leah Francis, and she's going to foul out. Yeah, she fouls out with 8 points on the night.
A little frustration kind of boiled over right there. A nice job there by Wendell to get that steal. And then Francis kind of extended into her there on the far sideline. But 1-1 here for Hartford.
Franny Wendell with 6 points now on the night. Having a little trouble dribbling it.
Fortunately, she was able to hold on to that. Sometimes that's called as losing the handle on it, and you can get called for a lane violation.
Yeah, almost double dribbled. And on a free throw, that would not be good. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Hey, they've cut the lead down within 10. This is the closest this game has been for a while. Now ball on the right side to Hinkson. Hinkson can't take care of the basketball, and we're going to get a tie up. And it will stay with Chase County.
They're very quick with those jump balls.
And a timeout called by Chase County coach Amber Roush. 3:38 to go here in the fourth quarter. It is Chase County 40, Hartford 30. And we'll be back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
And, Michael, we have an update from Opie?
Yeah, the beautiful wife is texting me updates from that ball game. Linden leading Opie, 49-48, 2:23 left to play in the ball game. We'll go to the Twitter sphere and see if the voice of the Spartans, Dylan Sherwood, has some updates from Washburn Rural. It was 20 all at the half. We'll see where Dylan's at with his call. Looks like another tight ball game as well. Fourth-ranked team in 5A, fourth-ranked team in 6A. Washburn Rural and Emporia High in their respective classes, they're in overtime. They headed into overtime 39-all.
So oh, wow.
Dylan's going to have another close game on the AM.
Dylan won't have a voice after tonight.
He'll still have to call the boys' game with no voice.
Yeah. And now Chase County with the basketball. Left side, Wilson. Wilson gives it on baseline to DeLong. Up top to Hinkson. Hinkson dribbles the right side. Now loses control. They're going to say 3 seconds on Hattie. On Hattie Hatcher. And now it's a 10-point lead for Chase County, but Hartford has the ball.
And momentum. They have really roared their way back into this ball game, trailing by as many as 17. 15 to start the fourth quarter.
They get the ball left side. Three-pointer is up and no good by Sydney Soule. Rebounded by Madeline Wilson. Wilson on the break. Takes it in. Left side. Layup good.
Tough to defend when you get a defensive rebound and go coast to coast with a layup at that size.
Yeah, now we're going to get a foul called on Madeline Wilson. I do believe that'll be number four on Madeline. Oh, it's just number one on Madeline. I guess if
you're one of the only ones not in foul trouble for Chase County.
Yeah, but to have your leading scorer with only one foul, that you kind of go, okay. At the free throw line, it's Toby Soule. Free throw's up and good. Toby, a nice 7 of 7 at the free throw line.
To create another row on my foul line shots, as that was the 30th attempt, now 31st.
And rebound by Chase County. And then they're going to get a turnover. Finnerty's got it underneath the window. Layup good. And they've cut the lead to 9, and now another steal. And now we probably could get 3 seconds, but back to the Soule from 3, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Hartford. And that was a nice look, though, by Toby Soule, Michael, but she just couldn't get it to go.
Yeah, now 0 for 11 from a three-point land. One of those are bound to fall one of these times.
Yeah, now we almost get a steal. We do get a steal. Ball goes the right side to Toby Soule. Now we're going to get a ball knocked out of bounds off of Trinity Wendell.
assistant coach Andrea Eidman just telling her team to slow down. We've got a 9-point lead. Yes, they're pressing us, but we just got to take care of the basketball.
Now we're about to get another turnover in backcourt. They're going to get close to a 10-second call. Not, but the ball knocked out of bounds.
Still haven't advanced it into the front court.
Yeah, Toby Soul with them knocking the ball out of bounds.
They're going to give them the spot on the opposite side, so fortunate break there for Chase County.
That it is, but Chase County just seems discombobulated right now.
And then some.
Yes, now the ball gets in underneath the Hatcher. Hatcher's shot is up no good. Rebound and pulled down by Hartford. They get the ball to Trinity Wendell. Wendell across the timeline. Trinity gives it up. Three-pointer, no good by Kylie Finnerty, but Wendell gets the rebound. Put back up, no good. Toby Soles put back up, no good. Put back up, no good again. The ball out of bounds to Chase County. Like I said, Coach Thomas has got to be absolutely thrilled with the effort of the Lady Jaguars.
They just had a third of their shots to fall.
And a turnover by Madeline Wilson in backcourt.
And that just goes to show how big of a leader Leah Francis is for her team as a ball handler. Now, of course, she fouled out a couple minutes ago, and that is really leading this charge for Hartford.
Yeah, nobody seems to know kind of how to take care of the basketball for Chase County right now. There goes the left side to Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty has the ball stolen by Hinkson. Hinkson gives it up to Dorsey. Dorsey to Wilson. Wilson across the timeline. Wilson, now ball goes to the left side to DeLong. And a timeout called by Chase County coach Amber Roush. And we'll take a timeout too. 1:15 to go here in the ballgame. It is Chase County 42, Hartford 33. We'll just keep it right here.
Yeah, she only had a 30-second timeout, so we'll better stay here so we don't miss any of this close ballgame, Ken.
Yeah, and you're right, Michael. Leah Francis being out, everything, the last four trips, it seems like they don't know what they're doing.
And that's what Coach Roush is mentioning in this halftime, or not the halftime, but this timeout huddle. Just be smart. Obviously try and hit your middle man in Wilson, trying to beat this press. But fortunately for Chase County, Hartford just unable to really hit down some of these shots, and that might be the deciding factor. Of course, 75 seconds left. Anything is still possible with this 9-point lead for Chase County.
And Hartford set the inbound. No, Chase County set the inbound the basketball. They get the ball in to Wilson. Wilson gives it left side Dorsey. Dorsey to DeLong on the baseline. Back up. Tried to get it to Dorsey. Ball stolen. Almost stolen by Wendell. You kind of want to see if they'll fake the pass one way and then go the other.
Absolutely, Ken. That was a great point because Hartford is really anticipating those passing lanes, and you can really get them to overcommit.
And that's going to be a hold that was.
I didn't hear the whistle, but I think there's enough red and black to this beside us that forced that whistle to be blown.
Yeah, and maybe because she had her hands on her. And now the inbounds pass to Wilson. Wilson gets the ball right side to Hinkson. Hinkson back up to Wilson. Then they're trying to foul, and that's actually a good job by Toby Soule of getting the foul called.
And that was exactly what Toby was trying to do the previous time, but see if Hinkson can hit these in the bonus now.
You know, we had a game last week between Madison and Burlingame, and the girls, Coach Neistat was telling them to foul, and they just weren't doing it. Free throw is up and no good by Hinkson. Rebound comes down to Hartford. Hartford, they get the ball across the timeline and throw the ball away. We're under a minute to go. You know, I heard Bill Self say, like, they tried to foul out Iowa State in the last 10 seconds of the game, that you're trying to tell kids to do something, you tell them 99% of the time they can't do. And sometimes they don't listen. And Hinkson gets the ball. Now the right side, we're going to get close to getting a 10-second call. In fact, they're going to call a foul.
That would have been very, if that the foul had not been called right there, that had to have been coming at nine and a half seconds.
Yeah. Foul is going to be on Trinity Wendell, her fourth, the only Hartford Lady Jaguar with any real foul trouble. Free throw is up and no good. And here comes Hartford with the basketball. They get the ball left side. Now Trinity Wendell splits two defenders, gets inside. We have a tie-up. Now a timeout called by Hartford coach Ryan Thomas. And we'll take a timeout too. 31 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. It's Chase County 42, Hartford 33. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area, proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Michael, what do you think Ryan Thomas is wanting his Hartford Lady Jaguars to do?
Well, they're going to have to get a shot to fall. Obviously, they're doing a good job defensively, really forcing some turnovers. They just not able to get those good looks to fall through. So, obviously, they're going to be looking for some perimeter shooting to fall with this 9-point deficit with 31 and a half seconds left. But let's see what they dial up here in this timeout. On this baseline throwing.
They'll be inbounding to the right of the basket. Having some trouble to get the ball inbound to Finnerty. Kylie Finnerty shots up no good. But a good look. Michael, shots aren't falling.
Just not falling. Do have a score update from Emporia, Washburn Rural. Washburn Rural, 45-39 final in overtime.
Oh, man, a tough loss for the Lady Spartans. Ball goes inside to DeLong. DeLong kicks it back out. Dorsey up to Hinkson. And Hinkson's going to get fouled. She knew it.
Excellent press break there by Chase County. Probably the best one they've had all night, or at least here in the fourth quarter. Let's just see if they can knock down these shots in the bonus. They've yet to hit one at the charity stripe in the bonus. Now only 4 out of 10 in the ballgame.
And Hinkson hasn't scored since the first quarter, but she hits it. She's now got 5.
But a valiant effort here by the Lady Jags. Obviously, not the deepest of teams, but they gave Chase County everything that they had.
And 14 seconds to go. An 11-point lead for Chase County. Ball stolen by Wilson. Wilson laid up. No good. Rebound gets ball out to Wilson. Wilson's going to get knock the ball away. Shots up. No good. Rebound. And that does it. The final score here tonight. It is Chase County 44, Hartford 33. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company postgame show on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rent-A-Man on U-Haul, north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And by Andy Siding, for siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding, owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC. Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And Murphy Agra LLC. Serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo. It's time now for the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Welcome to the Rich Door Company postgame show and the final score tonight. Chase County goes to 11-5 on the season with a 44-33 victory over Hartford. Hartford falls to 3-14. The stats brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. For Chase County, the game high 22 points by Madeline Wilson. 6 in the first, 6 in the second, 6 in the third, and she missed a layup that would have given her 6 in the fourth. They got 6 points from Lily Hinkson, 8 from Leah Francis, and 4 each from Maya Dorsey and Alexis DeLong. For Hartford, one player in double figures tonight for Hartford, and that was Trinity Wendell with 10. They got 9 points each from Toby Soule and Aubrey Finnerty, and 5 points from Kylie Finnerty.
The team stats says Hartford shooting 7 out of 50 for the ball game, 19 out of 31 from the foul line. They are out-rebounded 40-26. Forced 28 turnovers at Chase County. They had 21 turnovers themselves. Chase County shooting 19 out of 47 from the field, 6 out of 12 from the charity stripe.
All right, the stats brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. Once again, the final score on the girls: Chase County 44, Hartford 33. We'll be back with the boys' action.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down.